shaila, the Marsham talked about that in Hilchos Shabbos. If you don't have a din chatz, you don't have a din mavet, then you don't have a din ir. So the definition of an ir is you have to have a minimum of three chatzeres, each of which have two batim. They ain't learned a din mavet because they ain't learned a din chatzer. They ain't learned a din chatzer, they ain't learned a din ir. So you can't walk more than 18 minutes away from your house. That's it. And Chum Shabbos is a mil. Mil usually is the distance that you walk, 18 minutes. So there are those who disagree with the Mishnah Brewer. Mishnah Brewer says 18 minutes. Those who disagree with say 22 and a half minutes. Okay. The Shir Mil is not 18 minutes. Leo Levy, the Sefer, says that the Mishnah Brewer is quotation from Achrayim that it's 18 minutes because they didn't have the system that we have, that every minute has 60 seconds. They had a different system. The Shtadl usage of the term. The minutes years ago meant something else. The minutes were longer. But the man is there that the minute only has 60 seconds, it doesn't have more. According to our system, based on the Gemara, he says that it's 22 and a half. Okay, it doesn't help too much. But he says there's no din of the year. So no one can walk more than 18 minutes or more than 22 and a half minutes away from the town. It's going to be good for two. So the Masham works on that problem. The Kasha is better than the Perek. The Pashtus is that in order to constitute an year, it's not that either the minimum population or base Kasei. I think that's what the Masham wants to say, either one or the other. Pashtus is that you need all of the above. You need the configuration of Gimel Chatzeres with Shnei Batim, plus the minimum population. You can't say, I have so many people in the city, and they won't hear each other, so it has a din of the year, even though you don't have the Gimel Chatzeres. No, you need all of these. You have to have a certain layout, the configuration of Gimel Chatzeres with Shnei Batim, plus you have to have the minimum population. So it's not that problem. It's relevant to Ilkut Chanukah. They quote in the name of the Chazanish. Since Eilon Adin Chatzer Bizmanazet, the Rambam quoted the Truma Kadesh, Eilon Adin Mavi because Eilon Adin Chatzer. Eilon Adin Chatzer, then you can only be Yotze Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, either Mamish Bideiso or Pesach Beiso Mibachut. Rashi's opinion is that you're Madlik al Pesach Mibachut. Al Pesach what? Mibachut. Rashi says al Pesach Beiso. The Taisus disagrees with Rashi. The Parak Ramam Abdik and Taisus says, no, Pesach Chatzer. You have to write, you have to light in such a way that you get the maximum percentage. So if you can light in Times Square, that would be the best thing. But Times Square is not there. It's too far away from the house, there's no one gets it. You have to light as far as possible away from the house to gain the maximum percentage. So, but close enough to your house that it should be mature to your house. So how far away is that it's still mature? The Rashi says, Al Pesach HaBayis. And Tosafot says, no, Pesach HaChatzer is also mature, but it's going to be Al Pesach HaMavui. In the case of the Levi, that's too far out. So the Chazanish is quoted as having said, since the Ramah writes in Hilchos Erev and the Reilon, it didn't cost him his manazeh, but his manazeh, the whole sheet of Tosafot is irrelevant. We have to follow Rashi. You can only be mad legida mi bifnim, so Abayis, and you have very little pisum in Yisa, you only have the Bnei Abayis, we'll see. Or Al Pesach Beis mi bachutz in front of the Abayis. But you can't write Al Pesach HaChot there, because the Reilon is in Chotzer, his manazeh. The Chotzer doesn't have a din Chotzer. That's the shayla here. Let's say a guy stays in a dormitory, so the Talmud says, like Eretz Chanukah, downstairs in the dormitory. Downstairs is, maybe with a stretch of the imagination, maybe you should say the whole floor is considered a chatzer. But it is on the second floor. So how did you like them in the lobby on the first floor? The first floor is already a mavui. That's not the, his chatzer opens up into, leads into that mavui. But that's too far away. You can't be mavui in a mavui. You have to be mavui either in your bayis or al-pesach ha-bayis. You ba-bur. Our Tzitzit says, the Shulchanah passes by Tzitzit, on Pesach HaChotzer is also good. But the Chazanish Tainu, they learn it in Chotzer is not enough. But the people in the dormitory Tainu, dormitory is a Chotzer. Dormitory, the way they go, where they walk half undressed in the halls, they go into each other's rooms, one into the other. That is like a Chotzer. The reason why there's no Chotzer is not there, because you hardly use the hallways of the building. You never use the hallways. You just bring your shopping, when you go shopping or you have to travel, so you leave your suitcases in the hallway, you leave your packages in the hallway, so you open up your 10 locks on your door, and they take your things into the house. You never use the hallway. In the dormitory, they do use the hallway. But maybe the hallways are considered a chatzer. That's as far as it goes. But then the hallway on the first floor, the lobby, how does that? That's past the chatzer then. You can't light past the Pesach HaChatzer. You can say to the degree you can't do that. It's even further than you can. That is the problem. So this Gemara happens to be talking about even Idachas, which is Rahoy Valoyasad Liyoy, Rosh Hashanah, but the writer says it's very relevant. Every single Gemara is extremely relevant. every piece of Gemara is Negel Aloch. All the modern Shilas appear in the Gemara. Remember, Amir Schlesinger, at that time, was the head of the Yeshiva of Shalavim, the son of Ezra Yeshiva. So the year after Muhammad Yom HaKippurim, I think all of the Hezder Talmudim had a gathering on Chalamoy Tzukis in Yeshiva Shalavim to discuss all the Shilas that came up the year before when they were in the army. Before the war began and after the war broke out, I mean Kippur. So they had Shilas before the war, can you remember that? Rosh Hashanah. After the people were in the cave, after the people were out of the cave, and the Mitzvah sent to a minion, they said to different places, they said blowing Shofar out of the cave, in the cave, are the other people Yotzei, is it Kol Avor, is it Kol Shofar? So he told us in the Yeshiva that 95%, they had everybody write down all the Shailas, and then they were looking up all the Shailas, said that 95% of the Shailas were explicit in the Mishnah Berurah. Except that we never think that these cases are going to come up. And whenever we study Mishnah Berurah, you skim over all those things. We have to know all these complicated cases. But came out to all the Shailas that came up were explicit in the Mishnah Berurah. And the Shailas that they didn't find explicit in the Mishnah Berurah came out explicit in Gemara. They just said these Gemaras are rare Gemaras. Whoever paid attention, this thing is never going to come up in a million years. Yes, it is. Yirani Dachas that never comes up. But this part of the Yirani Dachas story is relevant. The other half is not relevant to money, that the maximum size of the city. If the city is too big, it doesn't have a din of Irin Dahas, that's a special kula. That if it has more than 100 population, or the other time it says it has more than 1,000 population, it's too much, that is called we darshan in din of the Pashas, we always darshan the Hokel. So you say, Kisishma ba'achas arechet, irvalo kfar, it should be a teeny weeny village, and irvalo krach, it should be too big. If it's too big, it's Yotze Mechlaliyah. But that's only that's a kula did in the Fashas, that you don't burn down the whole city. You don't burn down, if it's too big a place, you don't burn it down. But that's not relevant to any other din of year. There's no maximum population. What's relevant to is when you write a get, or you write a ksuba, you write a get, or you write a ksuba. So the minig is now that you write how many years it is with Riyas Oilam. So you write it's the year 5,764 of Riyas Oilam. May not be 100% accurate, so maybe the count is wrong. So we say, the min yishon of morning time, according to the way we count here, in the city of New York. So do you write, the year New York? Yeah, New York has more than the minimum population. But sometimes you're going to have a little village that doesn't have the minimum population. Sometimes, I don't know, yesterday in Livingston, I don't know what the population of Livingston is. Do they have Gimel Chatzelet? The houses are very far apart. You can see the houses are Shimon and Shirai. Apart from each other. Maybe he doesn't have a deal here. So the Begeshu says you should write Matzah. Whenever you don't know, so you write Matzah. Matzah covers a big city, little city. Matzah is good for everything. Unless it's Mamish, a little teeny weeny dark. Then you don't write Matzah. Matzah covers whether it's a big krach or a normal sized city. But if it's a teeny village, then you're not supposed to write Matzah. And in fact, in Europe, they would write the kfar. They wouldn't always write Matzah. How do you describe this city? It's not that important. Well, I didn't write it, but the Beit Yosef does discuss it. You're writing the date. You write the name of the city. You say, how do you describe your city? Does it qualify as an ear? Or is it bigger than an ear? Is it smaller than an ear? It has to do with this Gemara information. So that's the Gemara's kasha. How can it be? In Donim as HaShevet means the whole Shevet worships Abed Zorah. Rov HaShevet worships Abed Zorah. You're going to burn down all the cities in the shape of the Gemara says that's L'chola Deus, that's not legitimate. So I can't have a din of the Yerim Dachas. The Gemara says, that means Nasi Shevet Shechot. The Nasi, the Rosh HaSanhedrin of the Shevet of Chota, he has a special status. So just like a Kohen Gadol needs Kof Gimel, so to the Nasi HaShevet also needs Kof Gimel. Kol Adam HaGadol, Dvarav Shel Gadol. Then the Gemara has a second possibility. Maybe he goes, Zaboy Maliske Nachlos, Chilosu Shel Eretz Yisrael. Maybe if there's a fight in Dini Mominus, not Dini Nefashis for the Nati Hashem, a fight in Dini Mominus between two Shvatim, whether it, who has jurisdiction over a certain village. If it belongs to this Shevet or that Shevet, it means who has the right to collect the taxes. So the taxes that they collected go to this Shevet or to that Shevet. If you're learning Gimat Chilasa, if you're learning from Chilasa Shel Eretz Yisrael, the original Chaluk in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, not only did they require Bez Nazorot, they needed Kalti Yoreh Tumim, Chol Yisrael. So you can't learn out from Chilasa Shel Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara rejects that. And then the Gemara reverts back to the original pshat. Maybe it means in any dachas, I only dachas that you have rova shevet. Doesn't have the din of hearing dachas. So the Gemara says you're right. It doesn't have the din of hearing dachas that mamona morvad, and that they get tired and they burn down all the houses. And maybe it still has this one aspect of the Yoni Dachas, that you need a Bezna Shivu Yechot. So the first thing that teaches you that you need Shivu Yechot, the Bezna for Yoni Dachas, is because Ish V'Isha, Atamotzi L'Sherech V'Atamotzi, Kol Yer Kulu L'Sherechot. Anything that's bigger than an ear, maybe would require a Bezna bottle for the Din, for the Mishpat, even though it's just going to be plain Sila. Even though you're not going to declare it as an Yoni Dachas. Okay, good enough. We met it tomorrow. We shall complete the Hazar. Tomorrow is Tuesday. Got a problem? You get married and write at home?
Yeah.
Right, cafeteria.
I love this one.
Maybe you like the cafeteria? Got some choice. They don't let you light in the best place to light the dumpster. They don't let you light the dumpster. You got to take the other open. They light in the lobby in the building, really sweet. Too far away from you, though. But if you like the cafeteria, that's the most amazing. At the light, you have to have a spot where it's not too lit up. It's too lit up, so then it's not going out Lakas Amer. Lakas Amer is you're making illumination. You don't accomplish illumination. Nobody gets a more from the Olam. You have to make a heft of me. There is only just a little bit gone. You've got to turn out the light. You have to dim all the light. I mean, you should just need some candle light. That's actually the Bible. Okay. The solution is get married and light a light. Okay. Lord of the And once for the lab of Nasi Yam Kalei Sos. Tenasi, the Rambam writes that Tenasi includes two people, it includes the Melech, and includes the Rosh HaSanhedrin. The Rambam, of course, is not sure about this, whether the Rosh HaSanhedrin is included, because the Gemara in the first part of the Harius raises the question regarding the story of Nasi. It is a special carbon chatur that's brought. If a person violates an Aver B'Shegid, which if he would have violated the measure, they would have been courage, so if he violates that Aver B'Shegid, the din requires that it should be a chatur. So the chatur, if the Hedyot violates the Shabbos or Chela, the Dam B'Shegid, so he has to bring a Kizba Osiro. That's called chatur Zbur. Whether he can afford it or not, that's Allah Tabur. Sometimes you bring it out of the Urim. If he can't afford it, he's bringing a chatur Zbur. If he can't afford that, he's bringing a Minchat Koyshev. But that's not the only one in other cases. In this case, when a person violates an Avera B'Shegid, which if he would have violated the Mezid, it would have been a Chiyuv Korei, so then he has to bring a Chatas Kua, whether he can afford it or not, that's the din, he has to bring the Kizbos here. If it's a Nasi who violates the Avera, so then he brings a Sawyer Nasi. So the Gemara in the first Perek in Hurry is quoted that Rebbe, Yudah Nasi, yes, a Chiyuv, and Talmud, would I bring Chayuv or Sawyer Nasi? I'm the Rosh HaSanhedrin. So why have the din of Nasi with respect to Soya Nasi? Rav Chiya answered him, no, that the mashmos of the pasuk in the parsha of Soya Nasi implies that you only bring this special carbon if you are the Melech Yisrael, you're the top position of Sorori and Klal Yisrael. Ein l'mailim menu el Hashem alakov, that's the mashmos in the pasuk. That you're the top man, but the Rosh HaSanhedrin has the Melech on top of him. So the Rosh HaSanhedrin does not have the din of Nasi with respect to the din of Soya Nasi. Rabban Chumash is not sure whether that Gemara only applies to Soyer Nasi or even extends to Mikalo Nasi. The Rambam in the Seitan, in the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah writes that that Nasi with respect to Nasi B'Yam Koloso, the Lava Mikalo Nasi, applies to both the Melech and the Rosh HaSanhedrin. Now, we know that there is a din of Sanhedrin l'chol shevet v'shevet. That's the Gemara tells by the Beis Lamed that in the Sukkim. It says, you should appoint a Sanhedrin l'chol shevet v'shevet. The Tosafot says, Kasha, if you have to have l'chalir v'yir, every city in Eretz Yisrael has to have a Sanhedrin, so of course every shevet. Every shevet is going to have many Sanhedrins. The Tosafot says, what it means is if you have one city that's divided in half, that's the little Tosafot tells by the Beis Lamed. If you have one city, that half of it is on one side of the border, half is on the other side of the border, half of the city belongs to one shevet, half of the city belongs to the other shevet, then you have to appoint two Sanhedrins. One Sanhedrin for this half of the city that belongs to shevet Reuven, the other half Sanhedrin for the other half of the city that belongs to shevet Yisachar, whatever the other shevet is. And the Ramban HaChumash disagrees with this. He said, nah, that's not what it means. Sanhedrin l'chol shevet v'shevet means that every shevet has to have a Sanhedrin gedola. How does he know that? There's no such thing as you have to city that's divided in half among two shvatim, why should you need two Sanhedrin? He says it goes on the Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court. Every shevet of the various shvatim has to have its own Sanhedrin. How does he know that that's so? He says that the Therish and Ishmael, and the first Therish, the Tanoim have a machlokes whether the institution of Parhel and Gavishal Sibur only applies in the case where the Bez Nagorel should be shall I made a mistake in stock, or even the Bez Nagorel shall I shaven. Made a mistake himself. So you see that there is such an institution as a Sanhedrin l'chol shevet. What exactly is the role of Sanhedrin gedolos l'chol shevet? Does it mean if the lower Sanhedrin have a suffix so they should send the shiloh to the Sanhedrin gedolos shel hashevet? Can you overturn? Can the Supreme Court of the shevet overturn a pshat? Is it an appeals court? Can they overturn a pshat of a lower person? Because Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's a goyish concept. He said we don't have such a concept. He was even upset about the Yosameach, that the Yosameach pointed out that in the venison edition of the Rambam, the Kruz Venetia, usually on the bottom of the page, they tell you that Kruz Venetia is Dalit Vov. So the Rambam quotes the din that appears in the end of the first verse. We didn't get to it yet. If all the members, here, four lines from the bottom of Yud Zayin Amir Alam, Sanhedrin Shirokulim Lachavit Pochim also. If all the 23 members of the Sanhedrin said that the man is five Nisa, they don't give him the death penalty. My time, why not? It doesn't make any sense. If it's 13 to 10, if it's a majority, that's enough to give me. So if you have a unanimous vote, it's not good. So why should it be no good? The Marshal is capable of giving me the Halonis Hadin, the Netherlands Susa, since Allah requires Halonis Hadin. It's going down from the Pasuk in Tedek Yolin Bob, that's on the Raps, and it's at the beginning of the Shayim, Hazan Yishayo, beginning of Pasha's Hazan. Tedek Yolin Bob, he used to have Halonis Hadin. If it didn't require halanas adin, what's the purpose of halanas adin? Then maybe lay skusa. Maybe they'll be able to think of a mahapat diskusa. Maybe if they'll think it over overnight, maybe some one of the members of the bezim will come up with an idea, maybe the guy's putter for me. But if all 23 say unanimously that it's by Misa, then the Sami, even if they'll think about it overnight, no one will come up with anything, because each one will be so positive that the guy's by Misa. Is the unanimous vote? What is it to think about? So they won't think, okay, no one will come up with any ideas. Even if you do Allah Nasadin, it won't be considered Allah Nasadin. You won't accomplish anything. Allah Nasadin is not just a technicality that you don't administer the Danish Mitzvah to today. You have to wait overnight to view it tomorrow. No, Allah Nasadin is for the sake of possibly thinking of a new Indian of Hatzalah, the Hitzilah Hoeda. But if we're all unanimously voted that the guy's Chai Mitzvah, so even if you wait till tomorrow, no one's going to think of anything. You're all going to be relying on each other. So you won't be able to do the halanas adin. Hani sugo chazila. That's the way we understand the Gemara. One of the achrayim from the 1700s, one of the algazis quotes. There was a whole family of Sfarish Gazis. So one of them quotes that he has a pirish from the Rama. I don't think we have it in our Yad Rama. He quotes a pirish from a Ksav Yad from the Rama that pshat in the Gemara is fakir. If all the members of the Sanhedrin say unanimously that guy's chai misa, then you administer the Danish misa today. Why should you waste time to wait till tomorrow? Nothing will be accomplished if you wait till tomorrow. We give Danish Mitzvah today. So Baruch Halevi Epstein writes in his autobiography that he won't show this to his father, the author of the Aruch HaShulchan. He asks, Dad, what do you say? It's this Nazi shot. He says, yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. If we'll live so long to see Mashiach and we'll be in the Sanhedrin, I don't know what we should talk to. Maybe that's a better shot. Maybe the shot is that you kill him today rather than wait. The way we have the Gemara in the Gemara says, even if you wait till tomorrow, you don't accomplish anything, so you're not allowed to get minister or anish minister, period. Because Allah always requires Allah and Sadiq. And even if you wait, then they're not going to be thinking of any Sulah Chazra Eskut. And the way the Rama is quoted there, now Yad Rama doesn't say, but the way the Rama is quoted is saying, it means the reverse. That if nothing will be accomplished without Allah and Sadiq, so you give him the anish minister today, you bump him off today. He quotes that his father wasn't sure halacha l'maisa which pshat to pass from that. Anyway, so we always learn like the Rambam learns, the first Shani Gemara, that you acquit him, that he's puzzled. And the Venice edition of the Rambam, the Girsis and Hedri Gedoylo should pass for Tumor Chavis. That's another thing. The Rambam doesn't say that after a long debate, all the 23 members of the Bez agree that he's tied me. No. If that's what happened, then the Rambam holds that he would not be acquitted. You have to acquit. If you wait overnight, there was a long debate. So you wait overnight, maybe someone will change their mind back again. So what they said originally, people change their minds, fluctuate back and forth, back and forth. The Rambam writes in Hedrusha, the case was presented, and then the initial reaction of all the 23 members of the Bezim was, everybody says right away, Chayv Misa, there's nothing to discuss. In that case, the Rambam says, that's how he learned the Gemara. That's another point that the Rambam learns the Gemara a little differently than the way people usually say it all. But the Rambam in the Venice edition, it reads, Sanhedrin Gdoilo. The first was called Machabi. What's that, Sanhedrin Gdoilo? Only by the 71 members of the Sanhedrin Gdoilo. Sanhedrin Tanda doesn't apply. The fellow did get reading, so that's why an argument in the Rambam doesn't have it. So the Osamech, Allah Rambam suggests the Pshat. He says, if any negative Swiss Venetia understood like this, if any lower Sanhedrin of 23, We'll have such a situation where all 23 will say unanimously that it's Chayv Misa, so they won't be able to give him an Onesh Misa, but then we'll refer the case to the Sanhedrin Gdoilo, and we'll see what they have to say. That's the math of things, that's the role of the Sanhedrin Gdoilo. So whatever case can't be dealt with by the lower court should be sent to the higher court. Here the case, if the lower court would have passed him, Chayv or Pato, the Osamer doesn't say the higher court can reverse the Pesach. He doesn't assume that it's a court of appeal. But if the lower court can issue a Pesach, they can't say Pato because all 23 say Chayv. Can't say Chayv because the Halacha says they don't allow them to pass the Chayv. So it's like the lower court is paralyzed on the case. Then the Osamer learns Pesach, then you should send it to a higher court. But if the higher court is in Hedrin Gdoilo says possible to Machaiva, you can't send it to a higher court, then you're stuck. So then the Gemara says that you're puzzled. That's how the Yerushalmiach understood the Pshat and his Gemara. The Rav Soloveitchik was very upset about that. He said there is no such concept as a court of appeals in Halacha, and his interpretation in the Tzvus Venetia reading doesn't make any sense. Okay. So, Zayin Azor.
I guess so.
is it difficult? Is it, the Gemara says there were two deen. A dover has kosher and a dover has double. So dover has kosher, if the lower court doesn't know the deen, fine. So that's the function of this in every dialogue. The Gemara says later, if you have a din tar of din imam, and you don't know how to pass din, so they should send a letter to the Bezna HaGadol. Whatever the Bezna HaGadol says, that's how they should abide by that stock. No, the lower court says they don't know what to do. They're not sure how to pass it, so they should send the Shaila to the high court. But that, everybody knows you that. But here we'll be talking about a case, the lower court does know the deal. But they're paralyzed because they all said Chayim. They can't pass him Pater. Maybe so the other man thinks that you send it to a high court. So getting back again, so the Ramban al-Atera points out that there is an institution of the Sanhedrin Dalla Shal Kol Shevim Shevim, that's a Mishnah in the first paragraph in Hurriyat, that's no denying that. So he says he thinks that that's the meaning of this right, the Antezayin and the Israel, the Mechol Shevim Shevim, there should be a Sanhedrin Dalla Shal Kol Shevim Shevim. Shail is though that the Nazi, the Rosh HaSanhedrin, has special halacha, he has a special halacha not to be Amchol Loisa, or Kalo Nazi is an extra Malkus. What other halacha does he have? Is the mission of Rosh Hashanah? The Fakirish HaKadosh and Yibar HaShanah, the Gemara quote, has to be Amanashi here. It's a Nasi. So the question is, what about this din? That the Rosh HaSanhedrin Gedolo has the status, he has a special status, like a Kohen Gadol is a special meaning. So the Rosh HaSanhedrin Gedolo is also a special meaning. So if there will be a case of dealing the fushes involving the Rosh HaSanhedrin Gedolo, people claim that he was Baal HaShishish, or the Mahal Shabbos or something, but then you'll probably need 71 to judge him. What if you want to judge a Rosh HaSanhedrin Shel HaShevet? Does the Rosh HaSanhedrin Shel Kol Shevet the Shevet? Rosh HaSanhedrin Gedolo Shel Kol Shevet the Shevet. Ramban Ochum is right, he's not sure how many members were there in the Sanhedrin Gedolo Shel HaShevet, in the Supreme Court of the Shevet. Was it 23? Was it 71? On the one hand, if it's 23, so why are they considered a higher court than the Sanhedrin Tano in every city? And every town is 23, and they're 23. Some of Shad says it's 71, that's our salvation. So, but the Ramban says no, so why is the Sanhedrin Dola higher than them? Sanhedrin Dola only has 71. So maybe the Sanhedrin Dola shall call Shevet the Shevet, it has to have less than the Sanhedrin Dola should be Shalai. So Ramban of Homish Right is not sure. He says it's a fact that there was such an institution of Sanhedrin Gedolo, Supreme Court shall call Shevet Vishem, but it's not sure whether it consists of 23 members or 71 members. So now the Shaila is, what about the Nazi, the Rosh HaSanhedrin Gedolo shall HaShevet? Does he have a special status? The Rosh HaSanhedrin shall be Yerushalayim, if someone has a special status, as the Gedolo, it's a Tzadminu, it's a Zora on the whole secret, chief rabbi. So if you want to judge him, the Gemara seems to say you would require a Desmond 71. But the Shabbos, what about the Rosh HaSanhedrin Gedolo Shel HaShevet? Does he also have a special status? And if you curse him, there's also a special law. Not to be Amcha Lo Yisor. Maybe not. Maybe that's only the Rosh HaSanhedrin Gedolo Shel HaShevet. So this opinion in the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Ein Donim Es HaShevet, Elo the Desmond Shel HaShevet. So the Gemara says, what do you mean Ein Donim Es HaShevet? And the Gemara gave a suggestion, not to shave the shakata, that you need ayin aleph. And the Gemara is not so sure about it. The other Amoraim are not so convinced that that is correct. So that's the question. Is there such a title? Is there such a position of Pidin as the Nazi of the Sanhedrin Shel HaShevet? Maybe he has the same status as all the other 22 members, or the other 70 members of the Sanhedrin Shel HaShevet. Who says that there is a concept of a Nazi and a Shevet? Nazi of the Sanhedrin Shel HaShevet. Maybe it is only a concept of Nazi of the Sanhedrin Gedolo Shel HaShevet. So that's the Gemara is two from Machlokes Amoraim and the Gemara, whether there is such a din or not. And we came to the conclusion, the Gemara finally says, what is the Mishnah referring to? Ein Donim Es HaShevet Elo Bebezna. So simply, yeah, but the Gemara says, if the Rov HaShevet sins in Avodah Zarah, through the Chol HaDeis, we will not have the din of Yehudi Dachas, he won't burn down the homes, he won't burn all the property, all the money, and all the polad, and they're going to get Gila, they're not going to get Sayyid, it's not a din of Yerni Dakas, but still, since it's not Yechidin who did the Averet, Merubim, it's Rav HaShevet, so the Halacha requires Bezna Gadol. The Bemis is a big Kiddush. The Halacha requires Bezna Gadol for a Rabbin, Shechotu, despite the fact that you're not judging them with the din of Eridachos. That's what the Gemara says. Despite the fact that you're not judging them with the din of Eridachos. So he just pointed out that this is in this opinion in the Gemara. It could be that it's a machlokes in the Gemara. The last one interprets like that. Avinu Amar, the other Moshev, Shirutach, etc. Avinu clearly is disagreeing with an idea that Rav Soloveitchik and several other Gedolim suggested based on the Gemara later. The Gemara on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph wants to know, how do you establish a Shiyudach Rubo? 6 lines from the top. You only have the Din of Eri Dachas if the majority of the population of the city worshipped Avod Zarah. So exactly how do you establish this? Let's say you have a population in the city of 100 people, but the Rav of the city is 51. So what? You make it by then 1, 2, 3, 4, and 51 people, and you let them sit and wait. It may take a couple of years. So you make it by then, you wait. So you don't know whether it's going to turn out that there should be diets. If it will turn out that right for you, worship double deserves, it's going to turn out it's a dinner in Igaka, and everybody gets Marasa Lepichera, they get sick. If it turns out that it's less than 51% of the city worship double deserves, so then all of the people worship double deserves are going to get skill. They're not going to get sick. So you don't know how it's going to turn out. So the Gemara asks, Hechi Abdino, what do you do? So one opinion is Donim Estoklin. One opinion is Taki, you make it Gemara Din Levis and you put all the people away in prison and you see. If it may take 10 years, so you see. If it turns out that that the Rav of the Anshu here worshipped Abed Azar, then you give everybody time. It turns out the Rav did not worship Abed Azar, and everybody gets Skila. The other opinion Gemara is Donim Estoklin, Donim Estoklin. No, we give Skila the Shaito. And if later on it turns out that the right way worships Avodah Zarah, some Mikanel Avol will start giving Zayin. How did you have the right to give Tfila in the first place? Oh, my rule of Donah V'Stoklim, Donah V'Stoklim. Rabbi Yechanama, Donah V'Stoklim, Donah V'Stoklim. How could that be, Donah V'Stoklim? How do you have a right to give Tfila? It's going to turn out that Tfila was too Chomer. It really didn't deserve Tfila. And that's Rav Soloveitchik and other Gedolim suggested of Pshat and the Gemara, that when the Anshei Yirmi Dachas worship Avodah Zarah is the skila. And the Gmardin that they make on each and every individual person who worships Avodah Zarah, that he should get skila. Except you go to the Bez Mahagodah later, the Gmar learns that from Sukkim, that you cannot establish the status of an Yirmi Dachas without a stock from the Bez Mahagodah. But the Gmar says that that was the suggestion, maybe that Beis Magadol is only needed to declare that the city has the status of an Irini Dachas, but the actual Gemar Din of the Irini Dachas is sufficient of 23. Maybe you don't really need a Gemar Din of 71 for each and every individual person. So the Shaita, when each person worships Abed Azar, says, Dada Vesot and Dada Vesot, we give them Skila. The Skila B'Shaita is the correct punishment. There's nothing incorrect about it. Up until the time that the Beis Magadol declares that this city has the status of an Irini Dachas, so the skill of the Shaita is a good idea. After Beis Magadol will be, they'll get a report that 51% of the people worship Avodah Zarah, and then they will hereby declare, based on this information, that the city has the status of an Irini Dachas. So Mikana Lahapo, whoever will be Nigmadino Liskilo, instead of administering the skill, Nigmadin Taka will be Liskilo. But Mikana Lahapo, now that we establish the status of the city, the Rikur Hashem, Irini Dachas, on the city, so Mikana Lahapo, whoever has the Gmardin Liskilo, instead of giving them Liskilo, we're going to give them Sai. So according to this suggestion, you really don't need the Ayin Aleph to make the Gmardin Lanisa. The Gmardin Lanisa is really made by Beis Magadol Gimel. And the Nisa, the Gmardin is always your Skila. Not that the Gmardin is not Ayde Ayin Aleph, the Gmardin is not Lasai, the Gmardin is your Skila. The Ayin Aleph only plays the role of declaring that the city has the status of an Irini Dachas. This declaration will only be Chal, Mekanel Abo, whoever got Skila before. Got the right Oynish? Mekanel Abo, whoever will be Nigmadin Ola Nisa, and the Bezun, the Genetic Zerla, will ask him, we have declared that you worship God, we have ascertained that you worship God, sir. We have declared that you deserve Skila. That's the Nisach of the Tzach, we declare you deserve Skila. But nonetheless, because the Beis Magadol has been given a Chal Hashem here in Gavatan City, instead of administering the Skila, we're going to administer the Tzach. Yes, and you say that whole fantastic charge, that was in order to answer the Kasha, and Hasinah raised the question, that there is a Gemara in the Nachas, the Gemara talks about Mord Chadilshon, Chosin Dibayon, and Mord Chadilshon is Dilshon. Why is he known as Dilshon? Because Bolo, all of the Lashonim. Mordechai was a member of the Bez Magadol. The members all have to know all the shit in Russia. So he knew not only when Bitsa and Seresh were plotting to kill a king, so he knew all of the foreign languages, and he knew how to understand what they were talking about. The average people did not understand all of these languages. That's why Bitsa and Seresh were not careful. They thought that this Rabotai, they thought he also doesn't understand. The Jews and the non-Jews don't understand all these foreign languages. They thought only university graduates, and they were surprised to find out later on that their teacher was a Sabbath. And he did understand what they were talking about, because no one else understood the foreign languages. So Mordechai knew all of the foreign languages. So the Tyson says, the Mordechai Lashon is that you need all the 71 members of the Bez Magadol have to understand all the foreign languages. They say, why? Why is it so important? So the thing is, so like the Haste and Hedrush Hamas, Mepiha Meturgamon. If you have Hedim who testify, we require that the Bezin should hear from the Adam directly. Not that they should have a translator tell them over, because the translator may not say over the testimony with all the nuances. You may lose in translation. So you require that the Bezin Magadol should understand all the languages, not stop. Understand the languages like in college. Understand the spoken language with all the nuances also. So in case there'll be a case that comes to the Bezin Magadol, they'll be able to hear from the Adam directly. So the person says there in office, what case could it possibly be that requires all the Bez Magadol to hear the Eidim? The Tzitzit says, Yoni Dachas. If you have a case of Yoni Dachas, since you need Ayin Aleph to make the Gemar Din, so you need Ayin Aleph to be metabolated. So the Minchas Kinach asks on Tzitzit, how can that be? The Gemara says, over here, I'm Kukyid Beitam and Aleph, done in the Sofim, done in the Soflim. So when we were down to people in the Sfila, we didn't require a Bez Magadol Ayin Aleph. We had a Bez Magadol Gimel, we gave the guys Gimel. But after we give 49-50% of the people to give Sila, then we're about to give the 51st person in the city with a population of exactly 100, and we're about to give them Sila. If Bezin will make it my name with Sila, but then you're going to say, wait a minute, but we have now 51 people. So now we should present all the information to the Bezin Magadol. They should declare that the city is a near Dachas, and now instead of giving the Sila to the 51st person, we should give Sayyid instead. So then I'll say, wait a minute. But the Kabbalah status of the first 50 people who were dead and buried already, they got the Skila. Their Kabbalah status was in the Bezna Kav Gimel. We never had Bezna Vayin Allah for them. Maybe in Kaala Habayi don't have Vayin Allah. But the Tesla says that to establish an Emery Dachas, we need Kabbalah status Ayidei Ayin Allah. So the original Kabbalah status was Ayidei Kav Gimel. Isn't there something fishy over here? And then Hafsina that doesn't see how the Tesla stems with this Gimel. That's Takagutikash. So that's what and the Gemara is problematic. How can you have Donim Misoflin, Donim Misoflin, on the understanding Donim Misoflin and there's no Kav Gimel? How can that be? But it's going to turn out later that we want to declare the whole city as an Eirei Dachas. Why was the Kabbalah Seder of the Kav Gimel sufficient to Shaita? It was sufficient in order to give the Skila. How is that going to be good in order to declare the whole city as an Eirei Dachas later? Won't you have to be metabolated all over again? It doesn't appear in the Gemara that you have to be metabolated all over. That's what several Gedolim suggested, that the Kabbalah Seidus of Yoni Dachas is really sufficient with Chav Gimel. And the Gemara Din is also sufficient with Chav Gimel. The halacha that requires Ayin Aleph, but says to Suishahu, Suishahu, Yishu, Yishu, Atamotu, Rashach, Atamotu, Kalei, Kulu, Sharecho, the word is to declare the Chalashem Yoni Dachas, that means that there's no vote. But the Gemara Din from Mitzvah, that would be sufficient with Sanhedrin Talent. Bezna 23. Yeah, if you say like that though, that the only need for Bezna Gorol is to declare that the city has the status of Yoni Dachas, then if it appears that it's going to turn out to be Rov HaShevet, it's going to turn out to be Rov HaShevet Shechoto, and it's not going to have the din of Yoni Dachas, so then why should you need Ayin Aleph? Our Gemara says on Tezayin and Aleph, Rabino Amar, that that's shot in the Mishnah. And Gonimus HaShevet, Dela the Bezna Shoshim Yev, means Rov HaShevet worship Tavod Zohar. And we know in advance that we're not going to be giving anybody the punishment of Yoni Dachas. Each one is going to be punished like a yachid. It's the Einish of Skila, Mamayin, and Polat. We're not going to burn down their homes or burn down their property. And nonetheless, because of being done such a big crowd of people, so we darshi nish vish atamot to reshech vi atamot to kol ha-shevet kulo l'sharech. We need a bezna agolol. Why not? It's not enough of bezna fucking. This is very problematic. This Ravina is working on the assumption that din and nefashis of a rabbin requires ayin aleph. Din and nefashis of a tremendous mob needs Ayin Aleph. Not because you need Ayin Aleph to declare an early Zach. It's not going to be declared as an early Zach. And that's in total contradiction to the Sibyl Torah that several Gedolim said on the Zach Kufi Beit. These the pastures that they can't live in peace together. Either you accept one shot, accept the other shot. If you're like Rabbi, you can't say that about the Razor. It's a very in contradiction with each other. Again, so we have this vague Mishnah. What is it talking about? So you have one shot, but it goes the Nasi Shevet Shechotet. That's a Chiddush. The Nasi Shevet has the same status as a Gadol. The Mimun Allah Tziba, just like the Nasi of the Sanhedrin. And Nasi of the Sanhedrin requires Ayin Aleph, like the same Gadol, like the Melech. So the Nasi of the Shevet also will require Ayin Aleph. That's a big Chiddush that's questionable. The other Amor, not so convinced. The second Amor says it's the boy Maliske Nachmanis, the kid Chilos of Shalem Yisrael. And Donan Sashed means we're determining whether any given village belongs to the Shevet A or Shevet B, who has the right to collect the taxes, who's entitled to the taxes. But that's learned out from Chilos of Shalem Yisrael. That you might reject, because if you're learning out from Chilos of Shalem Yisrael, then you can insist on having everything. Not Chilos of Ur Nitun and the Kapi of Chol Yisrael. Avkar, Kapi Ur Nitun Chol Yisrael, you don't require that. And then, so the first shot is a possibility, Nasi Shev Shechotah. And the third shot is a possibility. That even though the Rav HaShevet Shechotah will not be punished with the din of the Yoni Dachas, you judge them like a chidim, you still require Bezna Vainal. So that's the first shot was questionable, and the third shot was questionable, and the middle shot was rejected. So each, the first and the third, there's what to debate. That's what the Gemara is not so convinced, what the din should be. Yeah, what's the din of Zakhan Mamre? How much of a bezin do you need for Zakhan Mamre? So the Mishnah says you need Ayin Aleph, and the Gemara says it's not exactly true. You don't need, you only need Ayin Aleph, you should be Mamre against the bezin and Ayin Aleph. Only if the bezin Agadu gave up Zakhan and he passes against the Mizrichai Nisa. But the Gemara din of Zakhan Mamre is sufficient with the bezin of Chalgim. The Gemara that says in the Psukim. It's all based on Psukim, and that's the way it reads in the Kumash. Yeah, what's the halacha? You can't be done at Kangodal or the Melech unless you have a bezin of Shizmi Yechot. And Moshe Rabbeinu was b'mokam ayin aleph koy. Yeah, lemaisa we have another din in the next parak, a din in the Rabbanim. Ain donim is hamelech. Hamelech ain donim also. That's a xerim in the Rabbanim because they once got into big trouble when they judged the Eved Kanani of Yanai Hamelech. So from that time on, the Meir Tachon ain donim is hamelech shafato. Unless it's another from the mouth of big dovish. It's man by shaming when this whole trouble happened with Yanai, the Meshugan of Yanai. In the by shaming, there were no malachim from mouth of big dovish. The only malachim they had were from other malachim, other than mouth of big dovish. And Mar says this zera was only made a malachim from the mouth of big dovish because once they make it in ain't done in the melach, then the melach cannot serve as a dayan to judge anybody else either. Because you have a perfect in Treyasa in Spanya that says it's koshushu. Well, koshu, what does that mean? So the Gemara explains six lines on the bottom of Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Kashe ta'atmucha ve'achakach, kashe ta'acherim. First straighten yourself out, then you have a right to serve as a judge to straighten other people out. You can't give Muslim and Hachachach to other people for the aver that they do. If you're guilty of the same aver, first straighten yourself out, and then you can serve as a role model for the others. Then you have a right to be judgmental about the others, why they're in violation of these things. So the Gemara says, since the Malach has ain't done him also, they made a deal with the Rabbanon. After the tragic incident with Yanai and the members of the Sanhedrin, they made it there. The Rabbanon, both the Shah Om and Melech Loidon Veladonimos, that's on the top of Yutes on the base, 5 lines in the Gan. So once they said Hamelech, Ein Donimos Zos, and the Mele of the Melech cannot serve as a Dayan because it's Toshu for Toshu. You only have a right to serve as a Dayan to judge others if you yourself are subject to the law. You're required to follow the law, but if the king is above the law, you can never bring him to court. They never sue the king, so the king has no right to serve as a dayan on any case. And this is in contradiction to the pasuk in Navi that says, they've done it in Yirmiyah, chapter Chafala, here. It's 9 lines from the bottom of Yud Tes Amud Aleph. The pasuk in Yirmiyah says, they've done it, Dino La Breik and Mishpat. Members of the mouth of they've done it, we encourage them, the Navi Yirmiyah encourages them to serve as dayanim in cases of Dini Mammon. So it's going to come out if the Melech ain't done him also. Even applies to the Malachim to Malachi Bezdavid, so turn out Malachi Bezdavid cannot serve as judges on any case. It's never going to be Mekuyim the Pasuk, Bezdavid Dina La Berke Mishpat. Adrabah, whoever is with the Malachi Bezdavid is not allowed to serve as a dying because he's not subject to be a Nidon. So that's what the Gemara says. In order to be able to fulfill the Nevuah of Yirmiyah, it's David Dina Labrak and Mishpah, because it's there in the Rabbanu, and then Gadim is Hamelch, was never instituted with respect to Malchus Yisrael. It's only instituted with respect to Malchus Yisrael. Malchus Yisrael also have a Din of Melech. It's a Din of Nasi Be'amkal Oysor, Mishalo Melech, and it's a Din of Soyer Nasi, it applies also to the Melech and the Malchus Yisrael also. The difference is that Malchus is David, not the Malchus and the Cheret. That's the official Malchus. And those are the only ones that have Mashiach B'Shem and HaKodesh, B'Shem and Mishchat Kodesh. When you have other Malachim other than Malkei Beis David, it's that imitation Mashiach B'Shem and HaFarsalot, not the real bona fide B'Shem and HaMishchat. But they have a Din of Melech. The Melech and the Malkei Yisrael have a Din of Melech. They have the obligation to have to say the Torah. They have a Lo Noshim, they have a Lo Sussim, they have a Zav Lo Yabam, they have a Chosas Mishchat Torah Zaz. Has all the halachas of the Melech, he's not the Malkei son of Cheret. Not allowed any yeshiva b'azara, El and the Malkei Beis Dovin so far. Only a Melech and the Malkei Beis Dovin is allowed to sit in the Azara. That's either a Dimri de Rabbana or a Halacha Moshe Messina, whatever. So that's one difference. What was the Gemara so concerned about the Pasuk in Yirmiyah? There's David Dina Laperk and Mishpah, but that was before the story of Yana. Yana was in the Bayis Sheni. Yumei Anavi was in the Bayis Visha. So what would have been such a tragedy if they would have made the Gzeir and the Rabban that all the Malachim are not subject to being judged? You can't aim down in the Samelach even Malchim Beis David. And the Mela will say, none of them including Malchim Beis David are Kashal Lodim because of Toshul or Toshul. What would it bother me? But the Din of Bakemish, but applies before the Gzeira de Rabbanon of the Institute, the Eindar and the Tamela. Some Rishonim say on this Gemara, on your testimony, now, what the Gemara meant to say was like the task quote to the name of the Bach, a famous comment, the Chachamim have no right to make the Gzeira de Rabbanon can make a Zobah HaMufurish Baser. Since it's a Beferish, here it's not Mufurish, and the Hamishu Chumishetar, here it's Mufurish in the Vuat Yirmiyah, in chapter Chafala, there's David Din of Bakemish, but since there's an explicit passage that says that Malachim from the Malchim Beis David are qualified to serve as Dayanim, and it's in Torah, Mishpat, Din Labrak and Mishpat, Mish means a regular case of it's in Torah. So you must say Be'achreach that the Malachim from the Malchim Beis David are subject to the law. Donim Osam, because they ain't Donim Osam, then how can they be Danav? So some of the Bali Atesim say, you see from these Gemara, that's the Pshat and Gemara. That the Chachamim have authority to make a Gzer the Rabbanon, but they can't make a gzera that's mamish keneged adin al-mufurish in Tanakh. So this is keneged mashah mufurish in Tanakh. The Malchus Beis David have a right to be done. Good or not, any Malach has a right to be done. On the level of their eyes, but you don't have an explicit pasuk. But by the Malchus Beis David, you have an explicit pasuk. Din al-Laperk and Mishpah. This is a famous machleker. Is that correct or not? Was the task quoted in the name of the Bach? And it says, and it has no right to make a gzera rabbanah keneged adin al-mufurish batayra. And the Achronim say that, point out that it's a big debate among the Bali Atayim. The Gemara in the end of Heskes HaBatim, the Gemara says after his instruction in 2nd Beis HaMikdash, the Bali Atayim approached the Rabbanim that they should make a gzera that no one should marry, no one should have any children. But we're going to reproduce ourselves and have more Jewish children so the Nazis will have more victims to kill. So what do we have to give them more Jewish people that they should have more Jewish persons for them to kill? Let's just make it there not to get married and not to have any more children. But the Gemara says no, that's ridiculous. It's a very shame right about to be a Most of the people will not listen. Everybody wants to, a boy sees a pretty girl, so he wants to get married. It's very hard to tell a person he shouldn't get married. People want to have a desire to get married. It's a very shame right about to be a The Taitu says, Akasha and not Gemara, and the last half of Chesu Tabatim. What do you mean the Rabbanim should make it there, the Rabbanim, that no one should marry and have a family? So the Nazis won't have so many Jewish people to kill. Isn't that in violation of the mitzvah period? And it is in fact. The Pashtus is, of course, it's in violation of period. But that was the suggestion that was made. They should make it there, the Rabbanim, Yeshkach Yachachamim. Just like the Chachamim made it there that you're not allowed to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbat, you're not allowed to shake a lulav when Yom Kippur falls down on Shabbat, you're not allowed to perform a bris milah on Shmini if it turns out on Shabbat and you don't have the knife prepared, And you have to carry through a carmelist, so they prohibit you from carrying the carmelist. Even though not, you're obligated to carry it and to perform the bris milah on Shmini on Shabbos. But with the Rabbanon, they say yesh toach laka b'shevi al tasi. So they don't understand what was this problem over here. They say it's a kasha. How can the chachamim? What's the discussion? It's not for the fact that it's been there, and Rabbi Judah for the Muhammad boy, they would have made it there. No one should marry. No one should have any children. How can I make such a gzera? It's against what it says in the Torah. That's what we mean. We should make a gzera against what it says in the Torah. Yesh koach b'yach chachamim laka b'alta natar b'shevi al tasi. So some Achrayim say that you see from the Tosfos that they hold like this. Taz in the name of the Bach. If Bezdin can make it Zera Bakir Zavman Atayra, not Mikol Bakol. They didn't abolish Tia Shefa Mikol Bakol. They didn't abolish in Tila Segula totally. They just said in the event that Rosh Hashanah, whenever Rosh Hashanah falls on our Shabbos, but that day you don't blow Shefa. The previous year and the following year you do blow Shefa. It doesn't fall out on Shabbos. If it happens to fall out on Shabbos, then they have a right to make it Zera Bakir. But over here they're going to be Oikir Zavman Mekulish Batayra. Here it says, Peruvu, everyone has a mitzvah to get married to have children. So what are they going to make? It's their drabon. No Jewish person should get married. So it'll turn out every single Jew is mevatel in the mitzvah of Peruvu. That doesn't make sense. That's keneged dov ha-mufuriz b'ater. That's how the Achronim points out that. That Tesis Kasha, the end of Chesed Sabbatim, that Tesis left that innocent question. How can a Chachamim make such a gzera? No one should marry and have any children. Isn't it again what it says in the Chumash? The Tesis says, yeah. The Gemara just meant they should have made a gzera the Rabbanon that no one should have more than a son and a daughter. I have 9 children, and people have more or less, whatever, but people have more than a son and a daughter. You have a son and a daughter, you get to the mitzvah for the review. So she says, that was the kasha. They should have made a gzera the Rabbanon that once every couple was yet to the review, they have to stop having children. That was the Gemara's kasha. That's not what it sounds like anymore. But the Gemara is not so. Gemara was raising the possibility and making the gzera shouldn't have any children at all. So what prompted Tosfos to say that a family that Tosfos holds like this Taz v'shem habach. And then there are other Tosfos where they say Karkek, and many Tosfos in Avalim, this is the sister. And this is on this topic. Do the Chachamim have the authority to make it there the Rabbanan Bakira Zavman Atar v'shem the Al-Tasa? Yeah. If it's Lohayu Ashur L'Nigda Milsa, okay. Or if it's Akira Zavman Atar even the Zuris, Bakir is Dov Menatera, and it's Kineged Dov HaMakur is Batera. You have the right to do such a thing. That's a big debate in Rishon. What does the Gemara say over here on Tezayin and Aleph? Ein Donim is Hakain Gadol. The Mishnah says, Ein Donim is Hakain Gadol, Aleph Ikdaz Mishal Shib Liyeva. What about Shora Shal Kain Gadol? Boy, Rebbe goes, the Shorosh of Kain Gadol B'Kama, they need the Nisus HaBalim B'David Aminon, they need a Bezna of 71, or they say, no, the Nisus HaBalim B'Alma, Kachim Tashor, you don't need 71, you only need 23. The Gemara is not sure. But the inference is, Amar Abay, Nidikam, by the Shorosh, the only subject is Shorosh of Kain Gadol. The Chalal, you can infer that if the Kain Gadol has a Dintara regarding Didi Mamanis, you wouldn't need a Bezna by now. The only subject the Gemara had was about Didi Nefashis of the Shorosh of Kain Gadol. But Didi Mamanis case of the Kain Gadol, that for sure, if there's enough 3 to judge that. Vega points out that Gemara says in the beginning of the second Tarakim, Malkus of a Kain Gadol is sufficient with a Bezna 3. Mammon of a Kain Gadol for sure is sufficient with a Bezna 3. Why did Abai only get choice? Then you come and buy Leishar, Makalad and Mammon of Pshitalek. Gemara should have said even more than Mamoni, even Malkus of the Kain Gadol is sufficient with 3. You don't require this everyone. Okay. Then the Mishnah draws a distinction between a Melchemes Mitzvah and a Melchemes of Rishus. The Melchemes of Rishus is a problem of Ritzicha. It's a problem of putting your soldiers into Sakonis. So what's the Heter Ritzicha and what's the Heter sequence? Put the Jewish soldiers into Sakonis. That's the halacha of Mohammed. So for that you have to have authorization from the Bezna Gadol. If the Bezna Gadol approves of the Mohammed Rishus, so then it has the status of Mohammed Rishus, and then there's a Heter Ritzicha, and then there's a Heter sequence. But if you're discussing Mohammed's mitzvah, so then there's no requirement to have Rishus from the Bezna Gadol, and then you don't need Urim V'Tumim. The Mishnah says in order to go Mohammed Rishus, you have to have Urim V'Tumim, and you have to have authorization from the Sanhedrin, so on. But to go to Mohammed's mitzvah, you don't need any of these. Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvah, he thinks that it should be considered, it should be included in the Minyan HaMitzvah, the 613 Mitzvahs, that whenever you have a Urim and Tumim available, and you want to go wage a war on Lachemus Mitzvah, you use Atzit, you could use an Eitzah, how to go fight a war. So the Halacha says you should go to ask the Urim and Tumim, if you have a Navi available. So if you have a Navi who knows how to read the Urim and Tumim, so she can go to the Dabar Baruch HaKadosh, to ask him, how should we wage the war against the enemy? What's the most successful way, what's the smartest way to wage the war? Yeah, but that's only l'hafchilat, that's not the akad of the yevet. If you don't have an urim and tumim, so you go to a war, mechemes ha-mitzvah, without asking the urim and tumim. When it comes to mechemes ha-rishus, Allah requires authorization from the urim and tumim and authorization from the beis nagadol. If you don't have the authorization of both, then it doesn't have the status of mechemes ha-rishus. It doesn't, you have no right to wage the war then. Then it's an easy ritzicha, and it's an easy mazik, it's a chayzom, and so on. What are some of the differences between Mechemes HaRishus and Mechemes Mitzvah? The Mechav Sinach quotes from a history book that he calls Sefer Yosifon. It says in Yosifon that Yehuda HaMakkabi was a Mashuach Mechemes. And he used to recite the Parsha, Ayerach Levatchem, Apira, Vatachtuzu, Vatarsu, Mitznehem, Shem Lakechem, Mitznehem, Mechalach Mitznehem, and so on. So he quotes from Yosifon that Yehuda HaMakkabi used to be the Mashuach Mechemes, or he was a Kohen, the Makkabi Mekohanim. Not all the soldiers and so on. He served as the chief chaplain in the Jewish army, he was the Mashiach Mechama, to recite the parasha to the soldiers. So the Mechav Sinach points out this is a very interesting document, a very interesting statement that appears in the Yosifon, because when you look in Rambam and Hilchos Melachim, it's the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Raizim. Is there a din of Mashiach Mechama during the Mechemes Mitzvah? Maybe there's only during Mechemes HaRishus. Because the main function of the speech of the Mashiach Mechama is Yerusha She'erif Yisha. The Lord Lekach Yelach Yashav Lebeit and Yerusha Shemach. The Not Hakel Melachilam Yerusha She'abon Abayit V'loch Hanachai Yelach Yashav Lebeit. So the Ptur in the Yerach HaMechama, the Mishnah says in Perek Mashiach Mechama, that's towards the end of Masech HaTzota, the Mishnah says in Mashiach Mechama that the Ptur in the Yerach HaMechama do not apply to a Mechemes Mitzvah. Only apply the exemption, only apply to Mechemes HaRishus, don't apply to Mechemes Mitzvah. So that's why the writer understands that there was no institution of Mashiach Mechama by Mechemes Mitzvah. But what are you going to have? The main role of the Mashiach Mechama is to hold the whole speech to pastor those who have the right to go home. But if it's Mechemes Mitzvah, no one has the right to go home. Even if Chatz and Michaz or the Kalam of Mechaz, everybody's drafted into the army. So then what do you need a Mashiach Mechama for? There's nothing to read the parsha about. The writer writes this in disagreement with the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Echad Mechemes Mitzvah, Echad Mechemes HaRishus, Manim Koin Ledaber Ha'am, both by Mechemes Mitzvah as well as by Mechemes HaRishus, do you appoint a Mashiach Mechama to speak to the people? That's the Rav Kasha. It doesn't make any sense. Why should you appoint a Mashiach Mechama by Mechemes Mitzvah if the run of Tur in the Yerach HaMechama? No one's going to be allowed to go home anyway. So what do you need a Mashiach Mechama for? Dakapram, that's the opening line in Perek Zayin in Hilchos Melachim. Echa Mechemes Mitzvah, Echa Mechemes HaRishus, the man in Koyin with Daber Ha'om, the Shah of Hamachon. The writer writes, maybe Epshali is there, Linyan Al Yerach Levatchem, maybe for the two parts of the drasha that the Mashiach Mechama says. One part of the drasha is, Nihwe Shishapar and Bayit Olof Hanach, Nihwe Shaheir Tisha Vela Lekacha, Nihwe Shishanat Hakem Lechillo, they're exempt. So that doesn't make sense to recite that in the Mechemes Mitzvah. There are no exemptions. The writer says, maybe the Rambam means with respect to the other half of the drasha that appears in the Chumash, Al Yerach Levavchem. Aber l'inyan ha-shar, achaz mirach malchama, lo inemar elo, lo malchem, es ha-rishut, avlo, lo malchem, es mitzvah, achi yisa big imar. That you don't, so the writer holds that it does not make any sense to have a mashoch malchama during the malchem, es mitzvah. Only makes sense to have the shah's malchem, es ha-rishut. The Radvaz on the side of the Rambam points out that if you look in the Rambam himself, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam writes the Perish, like the writer, that there is no Mashiach Mechama in the Mechemes Mitzvah, only in the Mechemes HaRishus. Yori Barach Aleva was only Potter if it's the Mechemes HaRishus. Mechemes Mitzvah, they're not Potter. All those people are not Potter. Right. So that's what the Raivid and the Rambam himself and the Sefer HaMitzvahs writes, like the Raivid writes over here, that if it's a Mechemes HaRishus, there is no Mashiach Mechama. What's he going to say? He can't say, Mihu Isha Yorigarachim, he can't say, Mihu Isha not the Kamala Tilo. He's talking that part of the Yom. They're not part of the Yom. So the Rabbi says, maybe what he means, Efshali is there, maybe what the Rama meant to say, Echa Mohammed Mitzvah, Echa Mohammed Sarashuz, Mamanam Koyma Dabal Ha, means he only says the half of the parish. He can't say the whole parish. Maybe only says the half of the parish that gives the pep talk, Al Yerach Lavachem, because the Kodesh is with you, don't be afraid of the enemy. Maybe only gives the Musa Shmuz. But to read the whole parsha doesn't make sense yet. Some of that is pshat. You only read the half of the parsha that's relevant. You don't read that part which is not relevant. So what did the rabbis get so angry about in the first place? And what did the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvot also think like that? That there is no, it doesn't make sense to have a Meshot Mechama in a Mechamah Mitzvah. Why not? Let him say the half of the parsha that lends itself to being excited. Unless he probably meant like this, that's what I thought that you could say. He probably meant to say like this, but it is that Parshas Mashiach Muhammad has to be recited Kitzavah, verbatim, as it appears in the Chumash. If you're gonna paraphrase it, then you're not Yoytze. If you're gonna leave out half a Parsha and only say the other half of the Parsha, Miyush Shanat Kamala Khila, Miyush Shavit Yisha Velava Kacha, that you're gonna omit. Even if you say the half of the Parsha Kitzavah, the other half of the Parsha Kitzavah, that's already a violation of Shalai Kitzavah, because you didn't recite the whole Parsha. It's only considered Kitzavah if you recite the whole Parsha. It's either all or nothing. That's why the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvot, as well as the Rabbis, they think that it should be nothing. It can't be all. It doesn't make sense to say that it's all, so it should be nothing. And the Rambam here in Sefer HaMitzvot, he read, Dech Mechamas Mitzvah, Dech Mechamas Toshud, Man Kan Ladaba Ha'am. So what he means to say is, in Mechamas HaMitzvah, the Kain Mashoch Mecham only recites half the Parsha. That's a little funny, because he writes both, Dech Mechamas Mitzvah, Dech Mechamas Toshud, your point is Mashoch Mecham. That means that Dech Mechamas Toshud should recite the whole Parsha. Chemes Mitzvah, you only decide to have a parsha. You should have explained that. That's problematic. So Rav Soloveitchik printed a Sigil Torah many years ago. He used to be a Rabbi Levenstuhl in Philadelphia. He was from the Zikne HaRabbonim of the Agudas HaRabbonim at that time. He had a lot of authority in the American rabbi. Dr. Belkin married his daughter. Dr. Belkin's first wife was the daughter of Rabbi Levenstuhl. So when this Rabbi Levenstuhl passed away, so they put out a Sefer Zikaron, a Divrei Torah, in his memory. So yes, Rabbi Soloveitchik to contribute, he gave this Shtikl Torah. So in this Shtikl Torah, he developed the whole notion, no, that the Rambam says in the Mishnah Torah that in Mechamas Mitzvah, you appoint a Moshoch Mechamah, and he recites the Parsha, the Pshat is he recites the entire Parsha. Like, what does he recite in Rishasha? Eretz Yisrael V'lo Lekacha, not the Kabbalah Tzidla. It doesn't make any sense. What's he reciting that if they're not Pater? So he said, no, they have to go to war, but it's only the Chodesh HaTzibur, it's not the Chodesh HaYachid. It's a different chiv, it's not that chiv and this chiv. Well, the bottom line, you have to go to war anyway. So what are you splitting hairs over here? There's no Nafkinun HaLadina. So he said, maybe in Chapta Nafkinun HaLadina, the Rambam says, if anybody runs away from the front, if any of the soldiers decide they're going to run away, so there are people in charge, who shoot them, who kill them. Because Chilas Nafila needs them. If the soldiers are going to run away from the army, so the whole morale of all the soldiers will be ruined, and no one's going to fight for us. We're going to lose the whole battle. So if anyone deserts the battlefront, so the Rambam quotes from the Mishnayos that they appoint special soldiers to kill those who run away from the front. They should not allowed to run away. He had a suggestion that maybe this halacha that kill all those who run away from the front only applies if there's a chayvus hayochid. If you have both chiyuvim to go to battle. But once you read the parsha, even in the Mechamas Mitzvah, once you read the parsha, Miyuisha Shanat HaKamal HaKhilo, Miyuisha Sherit Yishav Lo Lekocho, that is exempt from going to the army, even though it's a Mechamas Mitzvah, you have to go anyway, and maybe you have no right to kill him. Well, why? You have to say there are two chiyuvim. In Mechamas Rishut, you have to say there are two chiyuvim, that's the outline of the Shtikl Torah. You have to say there are two, tzvei halachas, there are two chiyuvim, and you have to go to the army. Mechamas Mitzvah, once you read the parsha, so you really exempt from one of the chiyuvim, but you still have the other chiyuv. And the right to kill the soldiers that run away is only because of the one chiyuv, not because of the other chiyuv. So what are the two chiyuvim? So he said, maybe you can say one is a chayvus hayoch and one is a chayvus hatzibur. And then if they recite the parsha, so one of these chiyuvim is exempted, and the other chiyuv alone will be there, and for that chiyuv they have no right to kill. So which chiyuv is exempted, which chiyuv is there? So he suggested that maybe the chayvus hayoch is exempted. Once the Kohen Gadol, once the Moshoch Muhammad recites the parsha, so the Yechidim HaPatah from the Chodesh HaYochid But because it's a Mohammed mitzvah, there's still a chiyuv of Chayvus Hatziva to go to war. Chayvus Hatziva, you have no right to kill a guy, only for the Chayvus Hayom. Shver Achillik. Rav Zevin got all excited about this. When Rav Zevin wrote his Isha Mishitos, he wrote about the different styles of learning. He wrote about Rav Chaim. Then he writes Rav Chaim passed away, but he still has people carrying on his Derech and learning. They quote Rav Elbala Salvechi, lives in Eretz Yisrael now, and he gives shiurim. He says Rav Elbala follows this style also. And then he says, Rav Yoshe Ben Salvechi in America also. So the only thing he had in print was this Shnei Gonsaris. He gets all excited about this. And this is also the style of Rav Chaim. It happens to be a fakfet, which people said it's not so developing at all. Rav Soloveitchik himself backed out from him. He learned Sanhedrin in this year. So he said that after he printed it, the Rav Chaim Heller called him up and he told him that it's a misprint in the Rav. He said, okay, misprint, goodbye. Rav Chaim Heller has in the Sefer Mitzvah, La Rambam. So in the Sefer Mitzvah, the Rambam writes that you don't appoint a Mashiach Muhammad by Mohammed Mitzvah. Same as the Rivas. Because you can't recite half a parsha. To recite the whole parsha doesn't make any sense. Because there are no Psurim. Rana Chazim Yochai Mohammed and Mohammed Mitzvah. So we say you have a parasha Shalak Yitzavai. So what are you going to have on Mashiach Mohammed? If you can't recite any parasha. Ayat says to this. So that's what the Radvat points out. The Raman here in the Mishnah Torah contradicts explicitly what he wrote in the Sefer Mitzvah. Because he starts off Perek Zayin, Echa Mohammed Mitzvah, 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 Echa Mohammed Rav Chaim Heller suggests maybe that the first line in Perek Zayin should really serve as the last line, Perek Vav. He doesn't have any manuscripts that support this suggestion, but that was his suggestion. Maybe the last halacha in Perek Vav reads, there's a mitzvah sesei, v'chei mitzvah sasem yos yosei l'chalecha v'yecha tluyo, v'chlei mulcham tov yosei t'ilucha l'azinecha, and so on. So that halacha should conclude, halacha says Vav, in the end, Perek Vav should conclude, Echem Mechemes Mitzvah, Echem Mechemes Rishus. On the Kedusha Samokim, you shouldn't have Tzoya, Ervam, Leraglaim, in the Melchome, in the Machane, because the Shechin is there. So that should end off, that this applies both to Mechemes Mitzvah and to Mechemes Rishus. Then Perek Zayin starts off, we appoint a Kai Moshoch, Mechome, the Dabar of, and it's self-understood that it's only by Mechemes Rishus, not by Mechemes Mitzvah. That's Rav Chaim Heller's suggestion. It's very suggestion, but the Rav Soloveitchik was so confident to Rav Chaim Heller, so he said, okay, forget about Mashkitul Teret, all wrong. But when they reprinted Rav Soloveitchik's published condition, so they reprinted that one also, because at the time they reprinted it, he wasn't in a condition, health-wise, he wasn't in a condition to tell him what to do. He wasn't aware what they were doing. So they reprinted this one, even though you have Charat from it. It was a Kretsch to Shtikl Tzer. They say they're too deep. Anyway, this is what the Minchas Chinuch raises the question. That it says in Yosifon, we don't know how reliable the Yosifon's history is, says in Yosifon that Yehuda HaMakkabi functioned as a Mashuach Mechama in the battles that they had against the Yavon. So that's the question. What do you mean a Mashuach Mechama? It was a Mechamas Mitzvah. No one was Israel. What kind? So it sounds like a right to the way it says in our Rambam, in our editions of the Rambam, that you do appoint a Mashuach Mechama even in a Mechamas Mitzvah. But then Mechastinuch is not sure technically. How do you appoint a Mashuach Mechama? Usually, the Zman Bayis Rishon, I know how, you take Mashiach Shemen Mishchat Kodesh, and you make Mashiach on somebody's head, and you make a Mitzvah Mashiach Mecham. But in Bayis Sheni, the Mishnah tells us, based on the Sukkim Dira Yomim, Yoshua Melech was going to the Shemen HaMishchat together with the Tzimtzenet Haman, together with the Orem, with the Luchon. In the whole Sukkim Bayis Sheni, there was no Shemen HaMishchat. And the Kohanim Gedolim never had Mashiach, they had Rebut Kodesh. So how can you have a Mashiach Mechama if you don't have Shemen HaMishcha? Unless you say, well, tell a Kain Mashiach Mechama, how do you have a Kain Gadol? Merubat Gadim. So tell, we'll pick a person and we'll declare he should serve as a Mashiach Mechama. We'll tell him to do Avodah B'Shmein of Gadim. So the Minchas Chinuch says that's against Halacha. Only the Kain Gadol does avoid the Shemayim of the Garden. The Mashiach Muhammad does avoid the Dalai of the Garden. It's the Gemara in Yuma. Right? The last parak in Yuma is all about the Hamisha Inuim, Anyam Kippur. So right before the last parak, the last daf before the last parak in Yuma, next to the last parak in Yuma, the last daf tells you all the different dinim of the Mashiach Muhammad. So it says the parak, she does avoid the Abad Garden. You can't say the Mashiach, you can appoint a Mashiach Muhammad by Ribbit Garden. No, he's going to wear the same Dalai of the Garden that a Kain Hagid is going to wear. I mean, you have a Mashiach Mechama. And Oh, unless you'll say, that's how his father, Amos Kalarechik, said that. Unless you say that Yesh B'chama Simon, the Halacha says you gotta have someone who has a higher level of Kedusha than the Kohen Hedger. So if you have a Meshul Mekam, it's good. If not, you get a Kohen Hedger. So let's be clear. So they had to make, if it's accurate, what it says in Sefer Yosifon, so what it means is that they made Yehuda Makami into a Kohen Gadol, and then his job was not to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur, but rather he was only a Kohen Gadol for these purposes, to recite the Parsha of the Mashiach Muhammad. Yeah, that's our Moshe Soloveitchik said. The Yesh B'chama Simon means you need someone with a higher, he thought that a Mashiach Muhammad has the Kedusha of a Kohen Gadol, but he just doesn't have the Shem Kohen Gadol. So if you have a Kohen Gadol, he has both the Kedusha of Kohen Gadol and the Shem Kohen Gadol. Not so, that's fine. So let him recite the Parsha. Yeah, what are the differences between Mochemes Mitzvah and Mochemes Rishus? The Gemara says in Saita, in the last daf, the last few lines of Teret Mashiach Mechama, the Gemara says, we have a klal, ha'isik b'mitzvah patam nami. So let's say a soldier's in the middle of fighting a war, and it comes an opportunity for him to leave the tank and go do a mitzvah. So is he exempt from doing this new mitzvah, or do he say no? He has to stick to the old mitzvah. So the Gemara says, it depends what kind of a war he's fighting. I can't imagine the whole story. When is God going to face that? Wait a minute, I got to go take care of the mitzvah. So what's going to be with the war? Apparently they can run the war without him. So that's not called running away. I don't know. That's what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says it like that. So if he's engaged in a Mechemes mitzvah, so is it the mitzvah, patam and a mitzvah? Let him fight the war and forget about all the other mitzvahs in the world. But if it's a Mechemes of Rishus, so then he has no exemption. So then if he gets an opportunity to perform a mitzvah, then we say he has to leave the battlefront temporarily and go do the other mitzvah, and then he'll finish that mitzvah. Then we'll go back to the Oisik and the Mohammed Oshin. That's how the Gemara says the difference between the Mishnah has, that's one difference between Mohammed Smith and Mohammed Oshin, but he says it's a mitzvah plus a mitzvah. Mohammed Smith is a mitzvah, Mohammed Oshin is not a mitzvah. The major difference is whether you have the chayim leyachah machama, then you have this machlekes tanpach machlekes tiramam in the writing, whether you have an institution of a mashuach machama in a mochemes mitzvah or not. Maybe it's only mochemes rishus. Maybe there is a mashuach machama by mochemes mitzvah. And then we have that Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim writes that it's a function. It's called Hilchos Melachim u'melchama seyim. Is the full title of this section in the Rambam. So the Rambam writes that it's one of the functions of the king is to wage war, and the king can wage Mohammed Harshut only after he first waged a Mohammed Mitzvah. He's not allowed to wage first a Mohammed Harshut. That's what we weren't exactly sure what the source of that Rambam was. Beginning of Perikei in Hilchos Melachim, first line: Ein Hamelach Milcham Chila Ela Melchemes Mitzvah. Achakach Milcham BeMelchemes Rishus. Where is the source for this idea of the Rambam that the king, no Jewish king, is allowed to wage Melchemes Rishus unless he first was successful in waging a Melchemes Mitzvah? What is the source for that? So the cycle of song has an effect on the Rambam, the Kiryas Melach. He says the source is this Tishrei that's quoted by the Pesach in Gitman Dabchet. So this Tishrei says a condemnation, a complaint against David HaMelech, Sabach HaPalt Mishalcha, Lo HaRashto, you didn't conquer all of Eretz Yisrael yet, so why don't you go fly all the way to Aram Tova to go wage battle over there in Syria? Gemara says there was David HaMelech was Kovesh Syria, and that was considered a Kibush Yochid. Because it wasn't the Kiddush Rabbim, there was a Machlokes HaTanaim, whether Surya's Kiddusha was their Aitza, or a make-believe fake Kiddusha of the Rabbam. So we passed from the Kiddush Yoch Lav Shmei Kiddush. The Kiddush of Surya was only the Rabbam. Never had a real serious status on the level of the Aitza of Kiddusha Eretz Yisrael. What was missing? Why is it labeled as Kiddush Yoch as opposed to Kiddush Rabbim? So the Rashi says that he conquered it, and he had a mind to keep it for himself and for his family. He wasn't going to divide it amongst everybody. That's literally called Kiddush Yoch. Tesis doesn't like that shot. Tesis learns Kibush Yochid means he did it on his own without approval of the Rabbanim. Since when do you need approval of the Rabbanim? In order to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Tesis quotes the Yerushalm, Tesis quotes the Tifrei, that the Tifrei condemns them is that what Samacha Palt Mishalcha Lo'i Rashta, right next to your palace, the palace was in Yerushalayim, he didn't conquer all of Eretz Yisrael yet, and he's going to conquer Ram Sova. First take care of all the rest of Yisrael, then we'll worry about Chutzpah. So the Parsha Pshat, the way it's usually learned, the Pshat in the Tzrei, the Sefer quotes is, that there is a din, Kol Mokam HaShatidroch Kach Rak Lachem Bo, Lachem Lissatis, and Amit Bahagorol, etc. That's the Pasuk at the very end of Parsha take it. So the Ramban quotes the Tzrei on that Pasuk, Kol Mokam HaShatidroch Kach Rak Lachem Bo, Lachem Lissatis, any area in Chutzpah conquered by the Jewish army can be endowed with Kedusha Torah. You can be Moisik Kedusha Torah Yisrael on Chutzlor. You can give Kedusha Torah an area on Chutzlor. So the Pashtus is, that's like if a person fills up a cup with a liquid, he keeps on pouring, so still it goes to the top cell and overflows. So if you conquered all of Eretz Yisrael, you're Mekadosh all of Eretz Yisrael, then the Kedusha can overflow, can spill over, and you can be Mekadosh Arasus on the surface as well. But Samach Lepalkus Shulchan Lo Herashli, you didn't conquer all of Eretz Yisrael yet. There are areas within Eretz Yisrael that don't have Kedusha Torah yet. Because Eretz Yisrael is only Niskadesh. The Kedusha Torah rests on Kibush V'chiluk. So there are areas in Eretz Yisrael that never had a Kibush V'chiluk. So how can he endow Chutzlores with Kedusha Torah? You can't say the Kedusha is overflowing at the, over the brim and it spills into Chutzlores. No, it wasn't Niskadesh all of Eretz Yisrael yet. So that's why you usually run shot. And that's the phrase that Tzitzis quotes. The disciple and son learns Pshat and Sichrei that it means Samach Lepalkum Sholcho Lo Hirashto. You never lifted a finger to wage a Mohammed Mitzvah. What are you waging a Mohammed Rishu? Obin HaMelech. You never lifted a finger to wage a Mohammed Mitzvah. Every month in Banishto. He was never home. No, he was always fighting. He was always waging what was always Mohammed Mitzvah. The Rambam says as long as he waged once a Mohammed Mitzvah, he can wage Mohammed. Obin HaMelech did many Mohammed Mitzvah. He killed Goliath. He was a little boy. He killed Goliath. He did some of the other things. So that's the mocker for this Rambam. It's very strange. But it doesn't sound like that should be the mocker. Should be the big bucky. I'm not thankful for the big bucky. The best mocker that he could come up with is this one. Maybe the new edition has something better. Let's take a look. In the latest edition of the Kiryat Rambam. Anyway, these are some of the differences between Mohammed Mitzvah and Mohammed Rosh. You mentioned the Chazon Ish. And it's safe at the end of the first parak in Erevin has a few comments regarding Mohammed in general. He writes, it only has the status of a Mohammed Mitzvah or a Mohammed Rishus. It only has the status of it has to be a Mohammed Mitzvah, it has to be a Jewish army. If you don't have Jewish army, then there's neither Mohammed Mitzvah nor Mohammed Rishus. When is it called a Mohammed Mitzvah? When is it called a Jewish army? So he says, it has to be an army that's sponsored by the Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael. If you happen to elect a president of the United States is Jewish, or the Queen of England, let's say, claims to be Jewish, that doesn't make it that that's Malchus Yisrael. It has to be a Jewish government ruling over Eretz Yisrael. So we have such a Jewish government ruling over Eretz Yisrael, and that government sponsors an army, and that's called a Machne Yisrael, so then you can begin to discuss both the topic of Mohammed Mitzvah and the topic of Mohammed Yisrael. Then when you have such a Machne Yisrael, when you have a Jewish battalion representing the Jewish army, sponsored by the Jewish government, and Eretz Yisrael Chazanish wrote that sefer before HaKamas HaMitzvah. So he writes, we don't have it now. He writes, we don't have a din of Machne Yisrael now. When you do have a Machne Yisrael, a Jewish army sponsored by Jewish government, so then you have din in the Mishnah, that's what starts them off. That's why it's at the end of the first parak in Erevin. So the Mishnah there writes, Avos Varim Potsu B'Machne. The Tanoim gave four kulas for the soldiers in the army base. One of them is, has to do with Erev. You're allowed to carry even though you didn't put away the Bak Tamas. You have to have the Erev. You have to have the Erev in the sense that Surat HaPesach you have to have, but the Bak Tamas you don't need. Even though normally without the Erev HaTeres, without the Bak Tamas, no one's allowed to carry. Everybody else has done everybody else. But if it's a Machna of soldiers, so then they relieve you of that Takana Shlem Abel. So Mamelach made that Takana, that you're not allowed to carry unless you have a Chalas that are owned together, so you're relieved from that. Then the Mishnah has other exemptions as well. But the Chazanish says the Pasuk from washing Mayim Rishayim and the Pasuk that allowed to steal take anybody's logs in order to cook food. So the Chazanish says that all of the special dinim that apply to Machne Yisrael, namely Yasi Tilucha Ladinecha Oya Machanecha Kadosh, you shouldn't have Soya and Erev and Erag Lion, all of these dinim only apply if it's a Machne Yisrael, a battalion of soldiers which is sponsored by the Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael. A battalion of soldiers has to have a minimum population to it, has to have a minimum number. So the Rabbeinu Hananel on the side of the Gemara there in the end of the first paragraph in Arabic, close to the Yerushalmi, there is a machlekes hatanaim. What is the minimum number of soldiers that have to be together in one place? So one opinion is 10, one opinion is, I think, 100, one opinion is Rebo, 10,000. But the Magen Mishnah writes on the side of the Rambam that we assume that it's 10. What's that to 10? Like a Dovish of Bikdusha. So usually we assume a Dovish of Bikdusha, if you have a minion, and they're reciting Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu or something like that, that's a Dovish of Bikdusha. Here the Dovish of Bikdusha is, if you have 10 soldiers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mashveh Shechinotoy Shama. Even if they're not davening Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be there. Because the Shechina will be there, the Shechina will be there to help them fight. So that's called the Dovish Kedushin. So that's why you have to be Nizar, because of Eragon, because of Soyah. That's what the Gemara in the end of the second parak in Brachas learns out the dinam of Eragon Soyah by Tfilah, by Divrei Torah from the Jewish army. The Jewish army has the status of Dovish Kedushin even if they're not learning and they're not davening. Because the Shechina promises, the Baruch Hu promises that he's going to be there. He's not going to be there if you have a minimum of 10 people. And the Chazanish Adzan, he thinks that the 10 people that the Magen Mishnah says will be passed like that opinion in Yerushalmi. That it's not 100 and it's not 10,000, it's 10. I think one opinion is 1,000, one opinion is 10,000. We pass in 10. I don't think there's an opinion on it. That's over here. But the minimum population is 10. Whether it's 10 or 100, and what's the maximum of the Machlech is 100 or 1,000. But over there, I think there's one opinion is 1,000, one opinion is 10,000, and we talk in 10 Jews. So the Chazanish says the 10 people who were together on the one base, he thinks Hasfar and Hasenis have to be within a certain closeness to each other. You can't just have a big, wide army base, and one person over there, one person all the way over there, one person all the way over there, they're talking to each other on walkie-talkie. China has a gym of 10 people. So you have 10 people scattered all over Eretz Yisrael, 10 soldiers in all Eretz Yisrael, and all Eretz Yisrael has the status of Machmir Yisrael. Not Mishtabit, it has to be within a certain proximity. So the Chazanish is guessing, he doesn't know any Makarvis. He thinks maybe it's Shiva Nama and Shirai. The soldiers have to be within 70 Amasutra. That's a very schwer achid. The Pashtus is that the Shir of Shiva Nama and Shirai, even if you hold that it's a Din Deraita, we had it yesterday for the definition of an ear, that the Gimel Chaseris have to be within proximity of each other, Shizmama Vishira, either touching or within Shizmama Vishira. That's because you're talking about a configuration of the city, the layout of the city. You have to have walls, and you have to have chaseris, and bat, and son. So the chaseris have to be within 70 amas yisod. But you have to have 10 people. The people are not attached to the ground. They don't grow from the ground. People are walking around. So the soldiers are standing still. They have to be within 70 amas to each other. A little strange. The Chazanish assumes that's the din for Tzira for a minion. He says that the 10 people who bring down the Shechina, the 10 soldiers have to be a little bit religious. If the soldiers who don't not paminim, and you couldn't even starve them to a minion, then you can't even starve them to this minion. Because the Kol Be'Yasar Shechin Tisharia, Hashem Alekech Misalech, Mikerach Machanech Alati Lecho, the Shechina will only be there if you have 10 people who are starving to a minion. That's the people who are not happy Kursim. They can't be mistar to a minion. Then he says, if they mistar people to a minion, forget that the honest. They mistar people to a minion on a field, they're davening in public. How close it has to be, that's the Shizman and the Shira. That's a very big Kiddush. I think that's what they follow in Arizona. They follow this Chazanish. Questionable, a very questionable Kiddush. Okay, so the Mishnah was listing off all the different issues where you require a Bez Nagorov. So in order to wage Mechemes HaRishus, you have to have authorization from the Bez Nagorov. To wage Mechemes Mitzvah, you don't need any authorization. Not from the Bez Nagorov, not from Yom Tov. But from Mechemes HaRishus, you need authorization. Otherwise, it's the Ritzicha. Otherwise, it's an Ether Sequel. You're putting your own soldiers into Satan. Then the Mishnah continues, if you want to be Moisei, follow Erev Al Azarai, or if you want to be Mekadosh from day number one, not Moisei, you want to establish Kedusha Azarai, Kedusha Harabai, you want to establish Kedusha Shemeshalayim, and you have to have the whole Bez Nagorol Shoshid Liyach. And the Gemara says, you got to have all 71. Not such that they send a few representatives. You got to have all 71. We said over the Gemara Shavuos that you have, in order to be Mekadosh Yerushalayim, you have to bring Korban Toida. That it's only kosher in Yerushalayim, to take the Chutz Yerushalayim is Nifsal the Yoytev. In order to be Mekadosh Yerushalayim, you have to have a Korban Mincha. Because the Mincha is Nifsal the Yoytev if you take a Chutz Lazar. Because the Mincha is a Kotshi Kotshi. Says on Chumash. Mincha is a Kodesh Kodosh and He. Kotshi Kotshi on Nifsal the Yoytev if they take them Chutz Lazar. So that's the Halacha. The Gemara says, how do you know that that's so? That when you're Mekadosh, the Azara, the Harabayis, or Yerushalayim, you have to have the whole Sanhedrin. And how do you know when you want to be Moisef Aliyah Bal Azaris? So the Gemara says, we learn out from the Pasuk, Vechein Tasu. So the Gemara says, we have another din, Vechein Tasu. That's one din. When you want to establish Kedusha Samachim, then there's another din, Vechein Tasu Ledoirois, that if you want to make new Klisharim, if the Klisharim in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu get broken or they get lost, you have to substitute new ones instead of the old ones. So the Halacha says, "V'chein tasu l'dayrei." You should make the new klisharis the same as the old ones.
Yeah.
Is it to be taken literally, "V'chein tasu 100%? All the klisharis that were made by Moshe Rabbeinu, called Akel Mishasa Moshe, Mishichas and the Kavshasa. He had to be Mekadosh them by doing Mishicha b'shem and Amishcha. The Pesukim in the Chumash say like that. But Mikan Yelach, the Pesukim say it's not 100% the same. It's no longer Mishichotim Kachosim, it's Avedosim Mechankosim. So the Gemara says, okay, it's also learned out from the Pesukim. It's not a contradiction to the Pesuk, the Chein Tatsu Vezorot, it's a modification of that Pesuk. How exactly does that work? Avedosim Mechankosim? I mentioned Rabbi Yosef Engel, and it says that Beis HaOitzar has under the letter Beis, the whole essay on the topic of Boin Kechot. How you b'shachar in Eved Knaini? So the Gemara says, right? It's kashir to give it to the Eved Knaini. But once you give it to the Eved Knaini, it's called mashikar in Eved Knaini Rabba. It's like me taking the kashir, taking it from my right hand, putting it in my left hand. It never left my rishus. So when I give the kashir to the Eved Knaini, how is the yotzei lecheres? It never left my rishus. So one time, the Taka says, you can't be b'shachar in Eved Knaini ayideh shtar in person. You have to give shtar ayideh acheres. Shichar Eved Knaini ayideh shtar can only work with zachli adam shlofon. It can't be done in person. But we don't pass them like that. We pass them, you can even be Meshach at Eretz Nani by giving him the Shtar Shichur directly. How does it work? The Gemara says the answer is, Eat to the other Boinkiechot is a statement which means it's in violation of the rule of the law, causality. You have a cause and an effect. You have to have the cause has to precede the effect. Here, it's a vicious cycle. I say by giving the Shtar Shichur to the Eretz Nani, he becomes free. By his becoming free, he develops his own yad. His ability to have his own yad is what enables him to become free. So where do you start off? You have to first do nothing the yadu. You have to first give the shtar shichur, the yadu shalev. The yadu shalev doesn't exist until after you're mishachrem. And you can't be mishachrem unless you first start off with the yad. So how do you get off? How does the whole story get off the ground? So that's what's called boinkech. Boinkech means it's an exception to the rule. It's a violation of the rule of causation. Normally you have to have a cause that precedes the effect. And here boinkech, the halacha says that it comes at the same time. So that's Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes Rishonim to say that this is also an example of boinkech. For our kelim, shotam moishem mishichotam mikat shotam. That was fine. He did mishicha b'shem and avishcha. That was mikadosh all of the klishot. But mikam yelech, you say avodotam mechanchotam. You do the avodah. Because this kli was used for the purpose of an avodah, this causes the kli to become mischanech, avodah mechanchot. The kli becomes mischanech with the full status of a kli shoris. What do you mean you use it for an avodah? If you can't use it for an avodah, the avodah will only be kosher if it had a chinuch prior to the avodah. Here I say no. Do the avodah will be mechanechit. Because the avodah will be mechanechit, that's going to make the avodah into a kosher avodah. So this is against the rule of causation. So that's the exception to the rule that you say point here. That's what it's usually assumed. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes Yerushalmi says that that's not the way they did it. There was a period of time that they had many kelim that were niskach like Moshe Rabbeinu b'mishicha. So they would take, let's say, they would take a kli shuri, which was in Kaddish from Mashiach and Zeyn and Moshe Rabbeinu, they would pour into it Solas L'mincha. So when you say, Balpeh, Hareini Mekaddish Solas Zu L'mincha, that only gives it a kedusha as damim on his bear. By menachas and nedachim, the wine and the solus only get a kedusha as on his bear when you do kiddush kli. So when you put the mincha into a kli in his kaddish aydei Moshe Rabbeinu aydei Meshicha, so then that mincha becomes mekudesh kedusha as ruflam is there. Then they would, let's say they're missing a couple of kalim from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they see they have to replace them with new ones. So they manufactured 100 new ones. So the way to be mekadosh them is avedos mecham chas manis avedos. First you mekadosh the mincha in the old kli shirt, they had a kiddush aydei Meshicha. And then once you mekadosh it, then you throw that mincha into this kli. So the mincha already had a kiddush kli and a kli that had Meshicha b'shem and amishra. I throw that, pour that mincha into this new kli that didn't have any kiddush yet, and then I'll do the kmitzah from this kli. But then you can say avedos mecham chasam. Why does it make it better than if you would have taken this brand new kli and put the mincha in yesh mei? Why do you have to first pour the mincha into the kli? Shasa moishush and this kaddish aydei Meshicha. No, since the mincha was ready in this kaddish, the old kelim in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu followed the rules of causality. First he did Meshicha b'shem and amishka, and then the kli became the kudish b'kudushas kli sharet. But then when you put the mincha in, the Meshicha, which was mekadosh the kli, accomplished that kli was now mekadosh the mincha. Now I put the mincha into the brand new kli that was just manufactured today, because we're missing a lot of kelim in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's not so bad. At least the mincha already wasn't kaddish aydei Meshicha b'shem and amishka. That was in the original kli. So the kedusha and the new kli will come about true. Avedos mecham chasam. It's going to be boink echad, but it's not going to be boink echad yesh meyayin. It'll be like a hemshach in the kedusha of the Meshicha b'shem and amishka. Yeah, this is possible by the kelim. It's possible to do like that. And Yushalmi recommends whenever you can avoid using boink echad, you should. You should always try to avoid it. Sometimes you just can't avoid it. Let's say you have a kangaroo in the bai shen. You want to make a new kangaroo. The old kangaroo died. You want to make a new kangaroo. So you have to have meruv of gadim. And the meruv of gadim has to do avodah. That's also boin kecha. Has to do avodah. So he's not a kangaroo that avodah, he's can avodah. So then you can't say it's a carryover from the kedushas kangaroo who was kaddish from the sheikh of the shemen and mishkavot. You shake hands with him. You should shake hands with each other. The old kangaroo shake hands with the new kangaroo. Get some grief out of him. How's it gonna work? Yishalmi says, whatever, you can't avoid it, you have no choice. But whatever.